She is relatively new to federal government, but is responsible for a program that supports more than 150,000 users. Deborah Vess is the Associate Chief Information Officer at Treasury. She also leads the HR Connect Program Office, and she's a Causey Award winner. She explains how HR Connect allows managers, HR technicians, and employees to automate their HR transactions.
HR Connect is one of the enterprise business solutions that Treasury manages. So HR Connect is actually one of OPM's six federal HR line of businesses, which is, in essence, a shared service center for technology and administrative support services serving the human capital market. You know, one of the concepts behind the OPM HR line of business is that it's scaling. So not every agency or bureau needs to go out and stand up their own human capital technology capability or services. So there are now six lines of businesses, and so an agency would go out as you would buy a product or such like a car, and you would see the capabilities that each one of these service centers provides. You would do your assessment, and then you would select to move to one. So, for instance, we do have all the Treasury bureaus, which is 13 of them, on our systems, along with ATF, Secret Service, HUD, JO, and now the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, all on our same platform. So they're using the same systems, and we're able to scale the cost and then the benefit across all those that are on this platform.
And by scaling, does that mean a larger agency or a heavy user would pay more?
You know, actually, we do our price model by number of FTEs or employees within their within their group, yes.
Well, somebody told me, I believe, that you started this. This was your baby.
Actually, the line of business itself was established in 2005 through OPM, and it really started with payroll services. At that time, OPM did an assessment and came down and said that we will have five shared services for payroll. And as they did payroll, that went so well and the benefits were so great, they said, let's, you know, take this up a level and let's now look at the rest of the human capital technology platform. So, no, I did not start HR Connect. It's actually been in Treasury for over 10 years. And actually, I'm fairly new to government, just over the last three. So really, maybe it's the entry on duty system, which is one of our products that we've just created in the last couple of years.
Okay, well, that's got to be fun to have an idea like this, A, adopted, and then be able to see it through.
It's been tremendous. So when we worked together to create a product, you know, and really HR Connect started as what they call core services, and that's really the backbone of the human capital. So it's your employee processing, your benefits, your payroll. And we partner with the National Finance Center and BPD's, which is the Bureau of Public Debt's ARC Administrative Center, to do those. But what we've done in HR Connect is actually gone beyond that and gotten into what OPM calls non-core, and that really relates to, you know, providing capability across the whole human capital lifecycle. So it's about the people and about providing capabilities for them to be able to do their jobs, you know, simpler and easier. And so on the system that we created, which is entry on duty, it's about the onboarding process and them coming in to, and you know, you have a new hire, and how do they make a decision to join the federal government? And then once they do, what's information can we help kind of persuade, you know, some decision support information? So that's part of our product. And then once they say yes, that they do want to join, then it's providing information, but it's also collecting their information about their benefits and their addresses and things like that. So it's really the start of the process. So that's the system that we built. When we looked across the federal market, we did not see a system that really could provide that decision support and was a way simple. It was more about automation of forms. There's a lot of forms when you apply for, you know, you accept a job or apply for a job in the federal government. And so that's what we saw, is these forms just really online. We changed that. And one of the things that our customers have asked for is we want something like TurboTax. So it's the ability to go in and, based on a question, you then have a different set of, you know, information fields to fill out. And so we totally took advantage of really creating a solid user interface when we built this product. So it's been very exciting. We worked across all our customers to be able to define that. We do everything very collaborative, you know, with our customers across. So it's been great. And this product is really what we call one to many. So it's very exciting from a technology perspective to define a product that can actually be leveraged across many different agency and bureaus' needs because they all do something a little different.
That's really interesting because Reuben mentioned he used the keywords TurboTax, and I thought, how is this possibly going to play out? But that mm-hmm. explains it.
What have been some of the biggest challenges when you're putting together a system like this?
So I think a lot of the challenges are really defining the business requirements, because if you look across the different bureaus and agencies that are part of this, there is not a common process. So, you know, for me, being new to the federal government, when we first had our kickoff for this particular product, when the 42nd person, you know, said their name on the conference call, I thought, oh, how are we going to define kind of common requirements for this system? So it was great because what we were able to do is really look at the customer base and say, let's get a couple. You know, we actually ended up with four entities to say, work to define what we call core to the process. And then with that core, we would then work with the others that weren't part of that initial group and understand what's the variability that they need to be able to do their onboarding process. And that worked very, very well. And we looked across and we have, you know, big clients such as IRS. And then there are differences within, you know, Mint, or, you know, kind of has a little bit of a manufacturing, you know, flavor to it. And so we tried to get a good cross of the different employee types to create that core. And then we take it out and actually tune it and configure it for the variabilities for those different groups.
Now, you are getting this COSI Award, well-deserved COSI Award today. What advice do you have for other aspiring federal leaders who kind of want to follow in your footsteps?
Well, I think one of the things that we've tried to do with HR Connect is really understand the marketplace and figure out and talk to our customers and understand truly what they need and then try to meet that and really try to add some big value and not stop at, you know, the kind of bumps in the road, if you will, along the way. Just really, you have a good idea, you have a concept, you know, work it, keep working it until you find a way to be able to make it happen. If it's good, you know, it should happen. So it's really just keep going.
They're talking about hiring reform at Treasury. Is this it? Is this hiring reform, or is this just a piece of it?
This is actually a little separate. This is once someone has been hired. Mm-hmm. We actually are very involved in the hiring reform, and part of that process is looking at the technology also.